This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On today's edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, we talk with Kentucky Dairy Development Director H.H. Barlow about why farmers in the West are seeing opportunity in the bluegrass state with dairy farms.
We have a dairy convention every February. This year we had about 200 at the convention center in Bowling Green. And the year before last, we had a speaker internationally known. Actually, he's a native of went to school at Western. He's a PhD, ended up being the dean of the College of College of Agriculture in Tennessee, and is on faculty at North Carolina State. His name is Jack Britt. He's retired now, but he's internationally known. And a group of retired professors put together a, I guess you call it a white paper, a lengthy thing of how by 2050 there's going to be a pretty significant migration of dairy farmers coming away from the West and the West Coast back to east of the Mississippi because of water. You know, Kentucky gets 50 inches of rain annually, normally, every year, just natural rainfall. And I was in Bakersfield, California back in February at a big farm show out there, and their annual rainfall was 6 inches. If you could just imagine trying to live on 6 inches of rain. Of course, it was all irrigated, but their water supply is running out, and same thing's happening in Texas, Kansas. And so we're beginning to get some calls about dairies thinking about trying to, you know, look at Kentucky because of our great water resources and close to the, you know, the consumers, that, you know, a lot of people moving to the South. And so we're excited about that potential.
What about, you know, obviously there's a lot of talk about a carbon credit that out there in the ag industry, still just getting started on this. Do you see farmers, dairy farmers in particular, being able to find ways to take advantage of this, what they have on the farm there?
Well, of course, you know, the other things the cows produce besides milk is manure. and yes, this is a big, big deal. Now, it takes some economy of scale to really work best. You know, now I use, you know, my manure is fertilizer, you know, and to help grow my corn and soybeans and things like that. But now there's a pretty big move afoot to try to harvest this manure and put it in an enclosed, what's called a methane digester, and then it'll produce you know, natural gas. And there's a pretty significant move afoot to particularly our larger dairies. There are some companies now that are looking at Kentucky to, you know, maybe check those out. And like I say, there's a lot of interesting things coming down the pipe.
Now, like as a dairy farmer, you guys have to look at all options to help with the income on the farm, don't you?
That is one of the selling points of the, you know, the energy production. I've toured several of these up in Wisconsin and Minnesota. There's some dairies up there that they capture their manure and put it through a, it's like a digester that they heat it up. It creates a gas, and then they capture that gas, and then they burn that through a generator, which actually makes electricity for their farm. I just saw a special on TV the other night where this one dairy, they were milking, I think, 1,600 cows, and they were making enough electricity to furnish everything they did on their dairy farm, plus enough electricity for 300 homes in the community. So it is definitely a potential energy source, and I think it'll be even more utilized in the future. The carbon credit thing, I don't really understand. I can't even talk intelligently about it, but there is money there. And wherever there's money, I'm sure, you know, we'll all try to find a way to try to capture some of that.
Our guest today, Kentucky Dairy Development Director H.H. Barlow. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.